David, Ashley, and Pickle stood in Frank's Pizza waiting for a pepperoni pizza. From what Ashley had learned from the residents, Frank's Pizza was not just the local pizzeria, it was the only pizzeria in town. The restaurant was empty except for a teen boy tossing pizza dough behind the counter, and David remarked that the air conditioning was a welcome respite from the afternoon heat. She stepped to the vending machine near the exit. "Do you want a candy bar to tide you over until we get back to your cabin? I need a sugar fix." "I can wait another few minutes." "I can't." With that declaration, she plunked three quarters into the machine. She waited for her choice to drop to the shelf at the bottom, but the candy bar kept dangling from the release mechanism. Muttering, she banged on the side. Nothing. She began shaking the machine. "David?" "Careful, it might topple and the glass will break." He strode over, the pizza box balanced in one hand and Pickle's leash in the other. "My candy bar is stuck and I lost three quarters." He sighed, set the box on an empty table, and secured Pickle's leash to a chair leg. "This can only happen to you. Help!" "Wait a couple seconds. Be patient. The machine might sense your candy bar hasn't dropped." She tapped her foot. "Nothing is happening." "Here." He dug into his pocket and handed her more quarters. "Try again and select the same candy bar. Maybe it will jerk yours loose." She did as he suggested. Nothing happened. She crouched to peer up into the machine. "The flap is stuck. Now you've lost your quarters too." He cocked his head, considering the machine, then reached into his pocket. "This is the last of my quarters. Choose another candy bar from the row above." "Grand idea." She inserted the quarters, made her selection, then exhaled. "Sadly, it isn't working." "Right. Okay. Let's shake the machine. You take one side, I'll take the other." No amount of jostling dislodged the candy bar. "I wish I had those frozen chocolate cookies from the other day," he said, once they were back in his truck and following the road to his cabin. "They might help your chocolate craving." "Where are the cookies?" He grinned. "I ate most of them. You're right. They're much better frozen. I refroze the rest." "Frozen, thawed, and then refrozen? David!" She sputtered in righteous exasperation. After they parked in his driveway, he pressed a kiss on her forehead. "There are cookies left." "You're trying to placate me." "Maybe." Before he opened her door, she jumped from his truck, the dog at her heels, and grabbed a frisbee off the ground. "Fetch, Pickle!" She threw the frisbee across the lawn, and Pickle gleefully dashed after it. The sky was a dazzling blue, the sun blinding overhead. She enjoyed the radiant heat and had grown accustomed to it, though she would have welcomed a breeze. The air was motionless. "Let's feast on pizza, then plan a walk after dinner," David said. "Do you know what I have to say about that?" Amidst a cluster of buttery yellow dandelions, she plucked a fluffy sphere and poised it before her lips. "What?" He stepped closer and squinted at her, shading his eyes from the sun's glare. She took a hearty lungful of air and puffed, sending delicate cottony seeds through the air. He laughed and ducked. "What's that for?" She blew again. Another shot of his laughter almost drowned out her reply. "For making fun of me in the pizza parlor when I lost my quarters." "You nearly broke the vending machine with your muscling." "Muscling? Muscling?" Delighted she could make him laugh, she softened her voice and cooed, "The machine eats quarters and stole our money."